Isaac was a shaman of considerable skill. She lived in the dark at the heart of the hill. Her lair had a weakness, a gap in her plans, a spot on the floor that needed her hands. Would it be a rug or would it be a door? What manner of doom should she lay on the floor? Something that beckons, something that glows, something that swallows whatever it knows. A door was too obvious, clumsy and crude. A door was the thinking of someone subdued. But a rug, a rug was domestic and smart. A rug was the thinking of one with true art. Would it be a rug? Or would it be a door? What manner of doom should she lay on the floor? Something that beckons, something that glows, something that swallows whatever it knows.
She spent 3 days weaving the symbols in tight. She hummed an old song by the guttering light. She was proud of her work when at last it was done. A beautiful trap for the unwary ones. She smoothed down the edges. She stood back and smiled. Nobody suspects a rug.
She placed it with care in the center of the room. She whispered the words that would activate doom. She imagined her enemy stepping inside. She laughed at the thought of their pitiful cries.
It wasn't a door, it was better than that. A glorious rug, and she'd seen to all that.
Something that beckons, something that glows, something that swallows whatever it knows.
But Nazuk forgot in her moment of pride that doom has no master and takes no one's side.
The rug didn't know her, the rug didn't care. The rug only knew what was standing right there. And somewhere below in the dark and the deep, the symbols lie waiting, the rug is asleep. It doesn't care who, it doesn't care where.